been on the table for debate for a long time. Precisely, he said the public worker. And we all know the public workers who are not in the private sector, either the job is not there for them or there's nothing for them doing, or nobody is there to control anybody. And then, like we know in some sector ministries, where drivers employed are more than the available vehicles. So all these ones is an issue not only meant for lamentation. There is a proper human resource audit to be done at the public sector to find out whether the people there, they are just for them to do and they are not doing, or it's the freelance for them and they do whatever they like.
Before the May Day, you raised issues about accommodation, housing for workers, and even reduced utilities for the worker. Were these issues addressed?
They were not addressed directly. The workers' conditional service, home ownership is one of the major ones that every Ghanaian worker will wish to have a place of his own abode. We are aware about the efforts of the Ministry of Works and Housing, the affordable housing project that was started by the previous government. We will see the continuity in this emergency if the affordable housing project will roll out for the Ghanaian worker to have a place. Beyond all this, we were also considering the fact that the price of electricity and water is still so high that it's affecting the employers today. So if the government, as it promised in the campaign, can do something about it, that will be more gratifying to the Ghanaian worker. One other area that we were not too pleased with the president was about the last year, exactly, President Obama told the whole world that this thing would never go under any concession. He said they will not sell it, but probably they will consider some concession to be given. Now here we are, the concession is on the table, and we are told 51% of the shares shall be retained by Ghanaians, while 49% will be for the Americans. The Ghanaian worker at GCG saying that, Bishop, we can do it. We don't need anybody to come and help us. We are capable. We have the capacity to get it done. They've enumerated their problems in the last few years when they said if it is in the indebtedness that is choked, the ECG, they will be able to deliver all that the Ghanaian is demanding from the ECG. Have those places been addressed, or the government who is the highest indebtor to the ECG now wants to be responsible and to pay whatever they owe in terms of what the military consumed, what the police consumed, what the hospital consumed, what the ministers consumed. If these things have been paid regularly, we believe the challenge is that the ECG confronted itself, they wouldn't. So we are proposing that government should continue to engage the workers, because at the parade yesterday, the messages were so strong and so loud. The statement they made was that we can manage our own affairs, give us opportunity to do so. One of them also said, we don't need any whites to come and tell us how to manage our own affairs, and so on and so forth. So we think at the point where the current government have gone ahead to look at a concession of 51%, and then having the period of 20 years for the concession to run, thinking that from 25 to 21 is something to go by, we are not happy about.